My name is Amma. Yeah, I started my journey quite long time ago. When I was 16, I went to Oslo, to Norway, to work as a model. And I fell in love with men over there. So it was super beautiful time. But at the same time, I felt that something is missing. Have all like beautiful house, job, car. Was happy, but something missing all the time. My model agency was in the center of Oslo. The next door was Sri Sri Ravi Shankar Ashram. So it's a yoga school, like orthodox yoga school. And it was just next door to my model agency. And one day I went to the other door. There is my journey started.
May I ask you what age you were?
17. And then I went to India. And India took my heart completely. I was spending in India around 8 years in different yoga ashrams and living with babas on the street. Babas, it's like kind of holy men out of all social life. Like give up everything and living only for God. Like in the prayers, in meditation, in yoga practices. When I came first time, I felt that I'm coming home. I was going through the streets and I saw that I was here before and felt so much connected to this culture and religion and yoga. Everything was coming just naturally, just like a flow of life. And I jumped in completely.
What city was this?
It was Varanasi.
Oh my God, where they burn everyone?
Yes. This is the
oldest. You're so hardcore.
Yes.
Like an incredible smell?
Not really. Okay. Smell like a wood and just a little bit. But it's a first city in India from where all India started. So it's more ancient city in the world, they say. So that all culture start from this city. And it's like super vibrating. You can feel it from the first moment.
How did you support yourself?
I don't know. Life was bringing everything to me, everything I need. I was meeting people who were just supporting me. They saw that I'm kind of out of reality.
So your parents are in your life still?
Yeah, they're in Russia.
What did they do?
They do their own business, holding like a medical company.
So you grew up with money?
Yeah.
So you didn't really need model money?
No, and they kind of super beautiful couple. And they travel all around the globe and just, you know, I see it, how happy they are and just loving way to each other, protecting, supporting people around. It's such a good example of how a relationship should look like.
And when you're growing up in Russia, did you think that this is where you were going to end up?
Oh, no.
I mean, what did you dream of being?
I was dreaming to go into the space.
You wanted to be like a shooting star.
Yes. Something like that, and just dissolve into nothingness. I was looking into the night sky and dreaming to become of one of these stars on the sky and just shine.
And your mother might have said, that's not a practical job. What did your parents want you to do?
They were super happy when I was doing modeling because it was going super easy, leading me to the like supermodel future. And they were shocked when I went to India. I say bye to all of this. Like 2 years not talking.
Did your friends all think you were fucking crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But you just knew.
Yes, I just knew. And it was one moment when like everyone turned out of me. Like everyone I know. And then I found the new friends in India. I just came from Europe where it's like everything's luxury and clean. And pretend to be happy, everyone. Kind of fake smileys. And I came to India and I just saw these people with beautiful eyes,
yeah,
full of truth. They don't have anything. They just have what they need, like really need for their life. But they're happy and truth and super connected to God.
When you say God, what does that mean?
Consciousness, the creator. And I'm still on the way to find the relationships with God. And okay. I was living simple life and it was enough for me. I felt myself the most amazing way, full and happy. and so many beautiful souls I met, powerful people who just fully entrust in life and trust in God. And God have many different faces, and they found him, and they're living through his eyes, just helping people, supporting everyone. Yeah, it was such a journey. And then I was back to Europe for not long time, and I met this ayahuasca family over there, and I jumped into the medicine work.
Tell me about your first time.
It was super intense, 3 days, medicine nights, very powerful shaman, and completely transforming, 180 degrees, complete transformation, all perception of reality and cleaning up, burning everything in the fire.
If people want to try ayahuasca or other plant medicines, you know, iboga, what would you say to somebody?
I could say that the madre is pure, and it's powerful and super important who holding the space for you during the ceremony. So you have to be 100% sure that you go into the circle with a good shaman who will hold the space, but not will go into your mind.
Can they go into your mind?
Yes.
They can?
Yes. And now in Peru, what's going on? It's abusing of spirit of ayahuasca, because it became all commercial, and people just playing with you. They can take all your energy from your body, like black magic full on.
And then what happens? They steal your bank account number?
They can do anything. You have to be super aware.
Well, that's terrifying.
Yeah, this is Mahamaya. This is the time where we live in now, when everything is upside down. Maha, it's kind of big, great. Maha Maya. And Maya, it's a time of when all illusion, we live in illusion.
Tell me why you think this is happening.
From my experience, that through the pain, we learn more quicker, through the suffering. And now so many people awakening all over the globe because they cannot suffer anymore. They cannot hold it in. They won't just be free. And all situation around, it's making for us like no way to live like that anymore. If you just little bit open up, you can sense it. And you don't want to be part of it anymore. You want to be free.
How are you the only woman I've ever met that doesn't care about money and fancy bags?
I get it all before.
Oh, you had all the fancy bags.
Yeah, I had, yes. Yeah.
How did you escape?
What I believe that I'm not first time on this planet. I really feel myself that I went through this already and I don't need it. Now is everything super balanced. And I have a child. Yeah, she's 4 years old.
You have a child?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually the most powerful transformation which happened to me when I became a mama, through the giving birth and then staying with her for almost 4 years, not going anywhere, just being completely, totally with her.
Did you give a natural birth? You did, didn't
yes.
you? Yes. How did you do it? Did you just love every minute of it? Are you one of these people that it didn't even hurt?
No, it hurts a lot. It's a kind of divine pain. It's even in the physical level, it's giving a lot of hormones into your body, like oxytocin, and you start to feel one with everything.
What was it like the moment you held her in your arms?
Wow. Yeah, it's divine moments of truth. Like you are in truth completely. Yeah, this is like high level in our human body. Like in a woman body. And if you're going through this experience, you will be never the same. You done your job for this. You give birth, give life.
Do you miss being a single traveler through India?
Of course, sometimes, for sure. Yeah, but now we have this beautiful nanny, and in Bali, it's so easy. And then now I'm dreaming to go into Vipassana for 10 days.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, sure. And now it's like time is calling, you know? Just stay still and observe.
So what do you do in Vipassana? Can you masturbate? No.
No.
What can you do?
You just sit in around 8 hours per day and you're observing how everything playing in your body. How is breath coming, breathing system, like every cell in your body. How is your mind works, how your mind reacts, and where is the gap between.
There's no wine.
No.
There's no books.
No.
There's no writing.
Nothing. It's just in different tradition, like in the original, there is some meditation guided by Gayenka. Gayenka is a founder of Vipassana. And you're just sitting and listening. His meditation with his voice, he has such a cosmic voice, like super special one. Yeah, and you just following what he's saying. And in some tradition, you're just sitting still and observing.
You've never cheated once during Vipassana, did something not allowed. For 10 days, you did nothing but observe your breath.
On the fifth day, I ran away. Yeah, it was the kind of too much for me at those time. I was back when I was pregnant.
You did Vipassana when you were pregnant?
Yes.
That must have been very different.
Yeah, it was very different and at the same time connected. Because when you are pregnant, you are grounded. And I'm kind of airy person, like flying around all the time.
I can see that.
And she was grounding me, just sitting and observing.
What's your daughter like?
She's super powerful. She's our guru with my husband. She's ruling us all the time.
I see. This is the part that seems the most difficult for me, is that. Being ruled around by a three-year-old seems very tough. What do you do in these moments as a mother where you're so frustrated you want to claw your beautiful golden hair out?
I meditate.
I knew it.
I do some hape. Hape, it's a medicine from Peru.
Is it the thing you snort?
Yes.
Nice. So I can still snort stuff if I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
Okay.
I just do this hape and I sit for 30 minutes.
What's hape like?
It's like bringing you into your inner peace and stopping your mind.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Can I get this at like the pharmacy here?
No. You can buy it from the sisters who bring in it from Brazil or Peru.
In Bali?
Yeah, in Bali you can get it. It's legal. It's around like 100 plants inside in different types. And they burning it and making ash from it. And adding some mapacho. Mapacho is one of the ancient tobacco on our planet.
Okay, so we are going all over the place. Let's go back to this man. You married a man.
Yeah.
How on earth did you find a man?
He's yogi. He's kind of like great yogi. He have his yoga school and 100% into the process. With all his heart and head, he's inside of yoga. And it's a very traditional yoga.
I don't understand what traditional yoga means.
Not new age yoga.
Oh, you mean like the chicks in Brooklyn for $38 a class who lift weights and dance to Michael Jackson during your yoga?
Not this, no. Orthodox yoga from India, hardcore.
Give me the main differences. What's orthodox yoga like?
No, especially in exercising, you following the rules, like special exercising, and everything what stays behind, full culture, super deep, related to God, and related to lifestyle. It's your life, it becoming your life.
How can people learn how to do yoga the right way?
Going to India, to Mysore. Mysore is a kind of real capital of yoga. There are two. One is Rishikesh. And Rishikesh now super commercial. Like every guest house owner giving the yoga classes, you know. And Mysore, it's very traditional, authentic yoga. It's many yoga ashrams over there.
You've worked really hard in your life to seek truth. Mm-hmm. That seems to be the purpose of your life this time around. We both know many people who are living in tons of pain, insecurity, doubt, shame, drug addiction, name it. Do you have any advice for them?
Just be real. Be yourself.
That is very hard for people to do.
I mean, just try to find where is your soul belonging. What are you searching for? What are you feeling?
Well, what if what you're feeling is fat, ugly, sad, depressed, and you need sugar, bags, things, cars, and lies to make your life have meaning?
Just try to live out of the city for 10 days. Just try to listen and see how beautiful is Mother Nature around and how simple and easy things going on around. And don't make your life too much complicated.
Do you feel happy now?
Yes. 100%.
Why did you leave India if you were so happy there? How did you get here?
Radha was small. This is my daughter. And then we felt that India a little bit too much dirty for her. Mm. Yeah, and then we went here and we found this beautiful house here and get a little bit attached to it. And here's nice schools, nice food, and almost similar to India. Nice people, nice vibe. We have great community.
Do you have hope for our planet? Do you have hope for our peoples?
I love people. What I do now, I try to see the soul, to talk with soul, not with the body. Because body almost all the time just lost. And people don't know who they are. And that is why they are suffering. So just talk with the soul, because the soul, it's knowing. It's longing for the truth. And if people have pain, if they are sad, if they are angry, it's only because they are lost. They are lost. They don't know where they're going. They feel sadness and painfulness inside. Only because they are separated. You can call it God, you can call it Creator, Universe, whatever. Jesus, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu. Any face. Separation. Like living not your life, living life of someone who, what is TV showing us?
I think your words are incredibly powerful and so helpful. You are amazing. Your story is so personally inspiring. You left the easy life. And I really hope that others might listen to the small voices in their ears that say to them that the life they're living isn't the one they were meant to. And they follow it. In places that are so focused on status and money, it's very, very difficult to live a more uncomfortable, less certain life that isn't so set. So Amma and I would like to tell you that life can be much better.
Much better, much more easy than we are making in our mind. That we are pretending to be someone. Try to feel and sense where you want to be, whom you want to be. Just write it somewhere on the sheet of paper and think how you can make it to reality. We can be happy without anything, just feeling our true nature and be grateful for what God give us already, body, and we can breathe.
You have a glow. You just walk around like a glowworm. You know what a glowworm is?
Yeah.
And I mean that in the best way.
Yeah, love and light to all, guys.
Thank you to the beautiful Amma for agreeing to sit down and talk with me about all of the beautiful twists and turns of her life. I felt such power and kindness and love radiating out of every pore of her, and it was a true honor to just sit and look at her. And she held my hand and was like power coming off of this woman. It was incredible. Anyway, I've got more episodes coming your way Thursday. Really trying to be on a schedule here. I hope that this sort of new direction that I've been taking and the work that I want to do is to your liking. Would love to have feedback. You can always email me at genuinelyfalse@gmail.com. You can go to my website at www.zoenightingale.com. You can check out my Instagram, which is mostly just stuff I think is funny. No sexy tits or ass, I'm afraid, but I hope you'll find value in the things I want to share there. It's sunny. It's 50 degrees. I think the daffodils are about to bulge out of the ground. I think it's possible that we have made it through yet another winter. So I celebrate with you. I look forward to an incredible spring, a beautiful summer. Every day, while it's a challenge, is the greatest gift that you have. Take advantage of every second. If you could take a moment and give a small prayer for me, I find out some really big news tomorrow. And if it happens, yours truly will finally have the platform that I think will be the most useful tool in communicating with the youths I need to communicate with as these next election years come quickly. I am more focused than ever to change our current political landscape, to mend the divides that are being chiseled away by both of our parties. I'm over it. The time is now. Change is real, and I think it's happening on a global level. And wherever you are, I send you the biggest hug. I wish you the warmest tidings, and I hope that there's just a little sliver of sunshine on your face. Good night, guys.